Hi, good evening. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. We were discussing last week about meditation, and we were healing a lot of people during our discussion of meditation. So what I wanted to do was to bring up meditation again and talk also about light. And what does light prevail to us? And it means, basically, that it is the primordial stuff of the universe. The universe is made up of pure light. God is light. God is everything that we ever wanted in our lives. The only problem is most of us realize that, some of us don't. And some of us want to realize it and don't know how to get in touch with that. So what I'd like to do this evening is to help people that are willing to get in touch with the voice and try to do the best we can in terms of getting in touch with the voice of heaven. Try to remember that we need to be our truth, honor your truth, and live your truth. It's so important to realize that the truth is everything to us. Everybody has a truth. Everybody feels the truth, and it comes from one source. How we derive at that truth is what we need to discuss tonight, and that is through meditation. So what I'd like to do to begin with is give out some phone numbers. If anybody needs a healing, please don't hesitate to give me a call. In the United States, it's 1-877-876-5227. Canada would be 1-530-876-3222. And Canada and the United States is 1-888-815-9756. What we need to do is to discuss meditation in a very simplistic way, as it's meant to be simple. It's not meant to be overwhelming for people. God wants us to keep things in a simple light. The simpler we can do things, the better off we are. So what I'm going to do is to try to discuss meditation with you and how to get in touch with your feeling, and how to get in touch with your inner primordial feeling. The essence of everything, believe it or not, is primordial in us. It's not the advanced soul. It's not the advanced way that we think. But it's the primordial sounds, the primordial who we are. It's the song within us that we find either on the radio or the television or something inside of us that says, this song is absolutely beautiful, I love it, and I need to keep it for myself. These things are very, very important to us. And the more we understand that simple little thing, that wonderful voice inside of us that gives us tremendous healing, tremendous power, and tremendous us, we are connected to one person, and that person is God. Even though there are so many different religions and so many different things that we connect to, Jesus, Moses, we connect to a lot of different things. But the main source is God. No matter who we are, no matter where we are, no matter what we think, God is everything. He's within inside all of us. He's inside of everything we do. He's inside grass. He's inside trees. He's inside the beautiful flowers that we see every year. And so to think that we're the only ones with a soul is absolutely wrong. Everything on the planet has got a soul. We were talking about trees about 8-9 months ago, and I was given a blessing as I was working on a client, and what I was able to see is the eye of the trees. And the eye, it's a single eye that looks upon us as we look upon them. And I was given the opportunity to go behind the eye and look out And they look at us the same way that we look at them. There's nothing but love in the eye of a tree. There's nothing but love in a tree. The soul is in the bottom part of the tree within the first 6 feet, and it looks just like us. The only difference between a tree and us is the energy that is used to create the tree and create us. We need to realize that everything on the planet is made for us and made for them. We need to be able to share everything that we can feel and everything we see. So the best way to get in touch with all that, the best way to get in touch with your own holiness and find out who you are, is through meditation and through a quiet mind. The quiet mind will lead you to enlightenment. The quiet mind will lead you to different things in the planet that are really, really good for us, such as trees and whales and porpoises. Other humans that are on the planet, the whales and the porpoises, I don't distinguish between human and non-human because we are all connected together and we need each other. The main point of it is that there's no separation. There is only love and there's only light. What we need to do is connect to that love and that light and be prepared for the wonderfulness and holiness that's given to us. We need to appreciate what we have on the planet. We need to appreciate everything that's alive on the planet. Hello?
Hi, Steve. Mike Port.
Oh, hi, Michael.
First, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to see you up in New York on the 31st.
Yes?
We've got rooms in the New Yorker for Saturday night.
Wonderful.
So my wife and I will stop down and see you.
Terrific.
And she's got a Remor and I got my Sapphire.
Okay, terrific.
And I'm with my daughter, who has, thought she had pneumonia, but she don't know what she has. She's dizzy and all that good stuff.
Can you speak up a little, Michael? I can just barely hear you.
I say, my daughter thought she had pneumonia. She doesn't know what she has, but she's dizzy.
Okay.
I'm going to put her on the phone with you, see if you can figure out what kind of stone she needs.
Okay, sure.
Here she is. Kate's her name.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
I've been better.
That's great. How's everything doing with you?
Well, I've been a little bit sick, but on that, okay. My dad said I needed to call and talk to you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. What is your birthstone?
My birthstone is a pearl.
Uh-huh. That's wonderful. Do you like emeralds?
Hmm?
Do you like emerald?
Do I like emeralds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like sapphires, like a blue sapphire?
Yes, I like sapphires.
That's what I thought, too. I think it would be good for you to have a blue sapphire.
Okay.
It's really, really good for the heart. It's really good for the complete body, and it will really help you grow. I had blue sapphire for about 8 years.
Okay.
And it strengthened me all the way around and gave me a lot of courage. It gave me a lot of opportunity to do what I needed to do and also gave me a lot of strength in who I am. And, you know, when we can strengthen our hearts and we can strengthen our bodies, that would be really, really good to do, and I think that would be really, really good for you.
Okay.
So we're going to be in New York. Did Dad tell you we're going to be in New York?
Oh, yes, he's going to New York to see you.
Right. And so I would highly suggest a blue sapphire.
Okay.
I think that'll open you up more. And I'll tell you what else it did for me. It helped me get rid of all the darkness in my body, such as X-rays. It opened me up to more brain power. It cleared out the mercury and toxins in my brain. And also, I could actually see my cellular levels change and the atomic structure of my body change.
Okay.
So I think that would be really, really good for you.
Okay.
I think you could use a lot of strength. And have you been meditating at all? Do you meditate at all?
No, not too much, no.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to discuss meditation on the radio this evening. We have about 13 million people that are listening, and but I think it would be excellent for you to do. Do you have anybody around you that teaches TM? It doesn't matter the meditation. What matters is that we can silence our minds. Is there anybody around? Do you know anybody that teaches meditation?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay. What city do you live in?
Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Pardon?
Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Phoenixville, Pennsylvania.
Near Philadelphia.
How far are you from Philly?
About an hour.
About an hour. I know there's a lot of centers in Philadelphia. You can take a look and see what they have there. It would be really, really good to do that because what I can feel you starving to learn. I mean, I could really feel it in your body that you want to learn things. Am I correct about that?
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do for you tonight. Can I help you and heal you on the phone?
Sure.
Okay. Let's just take a look. Your right lung, left lung are clear. Okay, what I'm going to do is open up your heart. And what you'll feel, here we go, you're going to start feeling an expansion in your mind. And I'll show you why it's so important to have a blue sapphire. So what we're going to do is just balance you and ground you right now. Can you feel your heart opening up?
Yeah, I think so.
Good, honey. Good. Just let everything go, dear. Let everything go. That's it. Okay, you should be able to feel your mind expanding right now. Are you familiar with the aura outside the body?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I'm expanding that for you, which will give you more expansive memory power. There we go. What I would like you to do is take a look out your eyes.
Oh, what are you putting on me? Oh, hold on a second.
Sure.
Oh, my mother just came and put my father's sapphire on me.
Okay,
or my father's sapphire.
Good. The sapphire is opening you up even more. Is that a silver sapphire?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I can feel it opening you up more. Can you feel it?
Well, it's cold. I just put it against my skin. Okay, there we go.
You go past the cold, honey. That's it. What you're getting is that your back is opening up now. We have chakras in the front and the back, and your back chakras are opening up now because of the bridge and the... That's it. Let's just see what we're doing here. Beautiful. Do you feel more focused and grounded?
Actually, yeah.
Good. Good. What we're going to do is pass you a lot of strength for your body and your spirit. Good. You should be able to breathe deeper. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm. I've been a little nervous to breathe in because when I was at the doctor's office, it almost makes me pass out a little bit.
Okay. You don't have to breathe in heavy, honey. What we're doing is just clearing out your body. This is all from heaven. It's not from me. This is coming right directly from heaven. You don't have to breathe in deeper. What it is you're opening up to deeper. Can you feel your tummy opening up? Can you feel the breath going into your intestines and your gut?
Maybe.
Good. You're starting to expand a little bit. That's very good. Excellent. May I ask your age, please?
35.
Wow, you're doing great. You really want to learn, dear. You really want to learn. Your spirit wants to soar with the eagles. I can feel it in you. All right. Now, your breath should be a lot easier for you. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Good. Good. Terrific. Can you feel tingling in your feet?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I'm going to teach you a lot tonight, so why don't we do this? I need you to take in a breath, and as you're taking in a breath all the way through your body, I would like you to say, I breathe in the breath of God.
I believe in the breath of God.
That's it. Breathe it in. You should be able to feel yourself more expansive now. How does that feel to you?
Relaxing?
Yes, absolutely. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
Good. Okay. Now, you're pretty relaxed, so what I want you to do, as you're breathing, you're going to feel cool air going through your eyes. Can you feel that?
No, not yet.
Okay, just breathe through. Breathe through your eyes. How does that feel? Can you feel that going through your eyes now?
No. Should I have my eyes opened or shut?
Open, dear.
Open. Okay.
Can you feel that coolness in your eyes now?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the actual air going through your eyes. It's going down your back, and it's clearing out your back right now. Good. Wonderful. You should be able to feel a lot more strength, a lot more personal power. How does that feel to you?
So far, so
good. Can you feel that building in your body? Can you feel that strength?
I guess so.
Good. That's wonderful. Now it's going down to your kidneys. That's wonderful. This would be a good source of meditation for you. What you could do, do you have a room? Do you live with your parents? Do you have your own home?
No, I have my own home.
Okay. Do you have a room that you could make almost like a fantasy room, or do you have a room that's private for yourself?
Well, right now I'm in the living room, which is
okay. Pretty
much the room I go to get away from everybody.
Okay, good. What I would suggest is just sitting down and just shut your eyes. Now breathe through your eyes. You'll still be able to feel that energy going through your eyes. Can you feel it even though your eyes are shut?
No.
Pardon?
Not that time. Hold on.
Okay. Then open your eyes a minute. Is it better with your eyes open?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. What you need to do is breathe that energy in through your eyes and just let it go where it needs to go in your body. And you're very focused right now. So what you need to do is just sit very still and allow that energy to go through you. And what will happen is that you'll calm down. Can you feel yourself calming down pretty much?
Yeah, I get the tension out of my shoulders.
Right. Right. What we're going to do is just ground you and balance you with the light. Because what we're doing is bringing in the heavenly eye, a light through your eyes. And I'm going to show you another technique that will help you tremendously in terms of bringing as much light into your body as it'll hold. And the reason that we can do that is because we need to maximize the light coming into your body. And as you do that, and as you're quiet and you're sitting through meditation, is that the darkness will leave and the light will go in. Did you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This might be an easier technique for you to use. Are you sitting?
I am sitting.
Okay. Let's lean you forward just a smidge. What I'm going to do, I'm going to have you sit in the light. You can become into perfect access between heaven, earth, and the center of the earth. So what I want you to do is just move your body back just a smidge, and I'll tell you when to stop. Right there.
Okay.
Okay, can you feel the energy flowing through you?
I think so.
Good. What you need to do is just sit in that mode. You can go all the way back in a seat, but don't lose that feeling. That's it. How does that feel? Can you feel the energy going through you now?
I think so.
Good. That's heaven. That's heavenly light. So what we want to do is open you up between heaven, between Mother Earth, and between the center of the earth. So are you capable of seeing things?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. What I want you to do is take a look down at your feet right now. I'm putting you in a meditative state.
Okay.
So what you need to do is take a look down and you'll see a ball of light all the way down into the center of the earth. Can you see that ball of light?
No, not yet.
Okay. Just take a look down at your feet and unfocus your mind. That's it.
Have my eyes open?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you see that ball of light now? Just take your time. This is all going to be new for you.
Try to make your eyes go, like, lazy?
Excuse me?
You try to make your eyes just, like, lose focus, or no?
Well, you have to unfocus. In other words, to learn to see an aura, you have to unfocus. If you really want to see things, we need to unfocus. So what I mean to do is just let your mind go, let your eyes go. And that's when you start seeing multidimensionally. So what we might need to do is start slowly and teach you a meditation that'll work. So what I'm going to ask you to do is just sit back. Can I talk you through a meditation? Maybe
mm-hmm.
that'll help other people.
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely. Good, honey. Good. Okay. What we're going to do is let your mind go. You can shut your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, good. You're still standing in the light. They're sitting in the light. That's wonderful. I need you to just focus on nothingness and allow your mind to go and keep your mind and your body grounded. So if you felt before that you were grounding, I need you to stay there. Now what's going to happen is that you're actually coming down to the center of your body right now. Can you feel yourself coming into your tummy?
Yeah, I feel heavier.
Good. What I need you to do is just stay there. And just breathe through it and let everything go. Stay very focused. you're doing great. Just stay there and bathe in all the wonderful light that's around you. Wonderful. Good. Can you imagine about 20 minutes of this?
Do you normally fall asleep?
Yeah, well, you won't actually. What you're doing is you're coming into a blissful state by letting everything go.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing the light further in you and letting everything go. So what you need to do is stay here for about 15 minutes or so. We're not going to do that right now, but what I'm doing you is teaching you how to get focused and to stay there. What you need to do is just stay there for 15 minutes. 20 would be better, but 15 would be fine. And just do that once a day.
It's relaxing.
Yes, it's very relaxing. How does that feel to you?
Relaxing.
There you go. Good. So anyhow, that's how you would go into a meditation, just by staying focused. And what will happen is that your mind will start clearing. The light will become stronger in your body. It'll go all the way through you. And you just focus with it. You're not ready for Mother Earth yet. I mean, you work with Mother Earth, but you're just not ready to make a connection to the center of the Earth. And that's
right.
Okay. What we need to do is help you out with your body right now.
Very good.
How does that feel to you?
Good.
Wonderful. That's all there is to it. It's a very simple technique.
Simple enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I could help you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Do you feel a lot better?
Yeah, I feel nice and relaxed. Warmer.
Absolutely. Pardon?
I feel warmer.
Good. That's from the energy going in.
So.
You're getting in touch with your innermost part of your beingness. And it's warmer. It's a good, wonderful feeling. It's a feeling of bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to touch into. So I'm glad I could help you. Say hello to your mom and dad for me.
I'll see them.
Are you going to be in New York also or no?
No.
Okay. Well, please... Godspeed to you, and I'm very well sure that you're going to be really, really great.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate your help.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
So anyhow, that's the way you can learn meditation very simply. The eyes is a very advanced state of breathing through the eyes and clearing out the system, the spinal cord, is... very advanced work, but I think what we need to do is to start teaching everybody how to do these techniques that can help you. If it doesn't work for you, stop it and go into the state of being in touch with your holiness, being in touch with your majesty, and being in touch with your God. Being in touch with the smile within us is everything. So what we need to do is that when we're in a meditative state, you guys out there should all be feeling like you're in a meditative state right now. So what you need to do is just smile, and it'll actually take you right down to right below your tummy, and that's one of the most powerful areas that you have. And what we do is that we put a smile on our face, which will put a smile in our inner smile. And that'll really, really help in terms of really getting along with who we are. Because there's a lot of time we have a lot of chaos that's going on within us. And we really don't need that because we're not trained in meditation, nor are we trained to let things go. So the best thing to do is just to get in touch either by standing in the light, which if you stand up, and lean forward a little bit and take it back until you feel the energy flowing through you. And that's perfect access between heaven, between yourself, and between Mother Earth. And eventually you'll be able to get down to the center of the Earth. Some people can right away, and I think it's really wonderful that most people can do that, and it's really, really good to do. So please try to do that kind of meditation first. You can sit down and still get in touch with your majesty by leaning a little forward and then taking it back. And then as soon as you get into the light, stop. And that light will carry you right from heaven all the way through your body and into the earth. You're more or less with this technique that I'm showing is that you'll be grounded. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I was calling.
Can you speak up there? I can just barely hear you.
Okay. I said I was calling in for some balancing and I guess some healing.
Sure. Your name, please.
Sandra.
Anika, is there a possibility you could speak up a little because I can just barely hear you?
Okay, Sandra.
Oh, Sandra. Hi, Sandra. Where are you from?
Maine.
Where?
Maine.
Oh, great. Great.
I'm going to get on the other phone. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, that's much better.
Oh, good.
Good. Okay, now you want a clearing? Is that what you want?
Yeah, sometimes when I'm in meditation, I get out really quickly for some kind of fear or something. So I don't know what's going on with that.
It's a fear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we need to do, let's have you sit down. Or if you want, you can stand up. Whatever you'd like to do, you tell me what you want me to do for you. Do you want to stand up or you want to sit down?
I'm sitting down.
Okay. What I want you to do is lean forward a little bit,
okay.
And I'll tell you when to stop when you lean back very slowly. Right there. Can you feel the energy?
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that flowing through you?
Yes.
Good, honey. You need to stay there. Okay, we're going to take you past your fear tonight. You should feel very balanced and grounded instantaneously. Can you feel that?
Kind of.
Okay. What we're going to do is just take you through a meditation. I want you to let go of everything, absolutely everything. That's it. Good, good. All right. Now what I want you to do is just let go of everything. Let go of all your thoughts. That's it. You should be able to feel yourself coming down. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. I'm with you. I'm following you. I'm following everything that you're doing. You should be able to feel the light building in your stomach. Can you feel that just below your stomach?
No, I feel stuck.
I can't hear you.
It feels stuck.
Okay. What we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to do the same breath. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
You're stuck in your diaphragm. What it's doing right now is releasing. You're doing fine, honey. Just stay with me. I'm right with you. Breathe right into your diaphragm. That's it. Do you know where your diaphragm is?
Mm.
Diaphragm is right on the other side of your stomach.
Okay.
And that's your bellows. That's what brings in the air. And the reason that you're stuck is because you have some energy that's stuck there. So we're going to open that up and free that tonight. Are you familiar with lightness and darkness?
Yes.
Okay. Can you see light forming in your diaphragm? Can you see that? Can you also see the darkness coming out?
Kind of.
Okay. Stick with me here. I'm right with you. You should be able to feel yourself expanding right now. Can you feel the inside of yourself expanding?
I'm not sure.
Can you speak up a little, dear?
I'm not sure.
I'm watching what's happening here, and you're opening up to the universe right now.
Okay.
So what we're doing is I'm actually expanding you through your diaphragm and through your heart and opening you up to get you through your fear. What I need you to do is just relax. That's it. Very good. Can you feel the expansiveness now?
I feel something.
Okay. There's twice as much as you as before. Maybe even three times.
I feel a pressure in my back.
Can you feel that now?
I feel a pressure in my back.
Okay. What you need to do is just breathe. Breathe through your mouth. There it goes. You feel the pressure in your back releasing?
Yes.
Good, honey. Good. We're trying to be as gentle as we can with you. You're doing great. You're doing wonderful. What we're doing is teaching you and other people how to release these barriers that we're hitting in our body just by breathing.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel now?
I feel full of energy.
Good. Are your eyes open or shut?
Closed.
Okay. How does it feel to you?
It feels good.
Okay. What I want you to do, it's not going to make a difference whether your eyes are open or shut.
Okay.
What I want you to do is open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to be a lot more focused. Can you see yourself looking straight ahead? Can you feel yourself very open and focused and grounded?
Yes.
Good, honey. That's so wonderful. What I want you to do is breathe in the breath of God. I breathe in the breath of God.
I breathe in the breath of God.
You should be able to feel your crown chakra opening up.
I do.
Good. You should be able to feel yourself getting heavier. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. That means you're a lot more grounded than you've ever been. Well, you went through your fear. How did that feel? You went through your blockage.
That feels awesome. I'm going to give my meditation a try.
What I would suggest doing is that if you can, sit in the light, get into perfect access between you, heaven, and earth,
mm-hmm.
and just stay there. If it's 20 minutes or half hour, it doesn't make any difference. 5 minutes won't make any difference. But you saw what happened in 5 minutes. So that's what you need to do, and just stay very focused and you're doing fine. Your energy feels much more open. Can you feel a difference between yourself before and now?
Oh, yeah. I still feel like it's flowing through me.
Yes. My question to you is, can you see more from side to side?
I don't think I understand what you mean by that.
Your vision. Do you see more of your vision when you're looking straight ahead?
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing more vision out of the side of your eyes?
Yes. Wow.
Wonderful. That's what I'm trying to get to. Do you have any plants in your house?
I'm not very good with plants. I have some.
They don't do very well. The reason that I'm asking is because things, when you go outside, things are going to be whiter and greener. For this time of the year, I think all you're going to see is whiter.
Yes.
We're having a very bad ice storm down here right now.
Oh, wow.
Rochester, New York, so it's really crazy.
Yes.
Do you have a sense of happiness?
Yes, I do.
Good. Do you have a sense of joy?
Yes.
Wonderful. That's what it's all about.
I'm in the beginning stages of seeing auras.
Wonderful.
Will this help open
that
up?
Oh, yes. Yes. What you need to do is not worry about what you see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you see auras, fine. That's a way of unfocusing. You know what I'm talking about, unfocusing.
Okay.
Yeah. What I would suggest doing is flow with what God gives you.
Okay.
Whatever you see, accept it and let it go.
Okay.
The reason you want to let it go is because it's a gift from heaven. Accept it
mm-hmm.
and let it go. And the reason you want to let it go is because what happens, you'll be getting more information all the time.
Right.
During a period of doing wonderful things and opening up to auras and opening up to more of color,
mm-hmm.
is that when you let it go, you receive a lot more of the color and a lot more of the grounding. So as you're looking straight ahead, you should really be able to see yourself a lot more grounded now.
Thank you.
Good. Good. So I would do a meditation like that, however you do a meditation, and stay centered. And just let everything go.
I'm a type that has to listen to music. I hear
that. Oh, that's
that
fine, honey. If you need to listen to music, just turn it on and go for it.
Okay.
I think that's wonderful that you're able to hear your music. Do you have a song? Do you have a heart song?
Something that you like a lot? I listen to a lot of Tom Kenya.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're familiar with any of his work, but he has sounds of like Raphael and the angels come
right.
through his voice.
Right.
So it's really, it puts me in a state of meditation very quickly, but because of the fear and stuff, I always
right.
jump out of it really quickly. So.
Fantastic.
But I'll give it a try now.
Wonderful.
So thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
And if you ever need some help, don't hesitate to call in.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's what meditation is all about. And to be and share that bliss with somebody is really amazing because, as I say, we're all connected. And we all have wonderful feelings about who we are. And the more we share that wonderfulness with ourselves, the more we open up to heaven, the more we open up to the earth. And earth needs a tremendous amount of healing now. What we need to do is have more of this feeling on the planet of heaven and earth. The way to heal is through love, meditation, and to be ourselves, to be our true selves. So what I would highly suggest is that if you can, meditate every day. If everybody's listening out there who needs to learn meditation, just do what I'm telling you to do. And do it in such a beautiful way And it's just, you're just connecting with yourself. You're connecting with heaven. You're connecting with yourself and Mother Earth. The most important thing I can tell you is that we need to live our truth. We need to honor our truth. And we need to be our truth. That will help you more than anything. And the way to get in touch with that is through meditation. The way to get closer to heaven, the way to get closer to God, the way to get closer into the universe is through meditation. You'll see and learn that the more discipline we have and the more grounded we become, the more open we'll become, the more we'll be able to have a tremendous amount of thought. And I think it's really, really wonderful. And if you're going to church... Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Yes.
Hi, this is George in Rastrum, Idaho.
Oh, hi, George. How are you doing?
Hi. It's really a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, thank you.
Last time I had spoken with you, you were on Dr. Fred Bell's show. That was
yes.
last May.
Yes.
Okay. That was an awesome meditation you just did.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Steve, I wanted to kind of ask you, I've got a nuclear receptor.
Yes.
And right now I have the blue sapphire.
Yes.
And, of course, I've got the silver projector with
yes.
The yellow sapphires in them.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of meditation work, and I recently had taken a class on pranic healing work.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if... I've been using the blue sapphire, it's been about 8-9 months now.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if I need to actually change my stone.
I had mine for 8 years. The blue sapphire is a tremendous stone, and I'll tell you what I learned from mine.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got my... Were you listening when Fred and I were talking about what happened to me with my blue sapphire as soon as I put it on?
I remember that, yes.
Yes, where the x-rays were coming out of my back. Not only was that happening, but my DNA, my RNA, atomic structure, cellular structure, I was getting rid of mercury toxicity, I was getting rid of all metals in my brain. So it's quite an instrument. If you wanted to go to another stone, it's not really necessary. Well, you could. Do you have a chart there?
I do have the chart online, yes.
Okay. I would highly suggest taking a look. I would think I would give yourself another 6 months for this stone.
Another 6 months?
I'm picking up, yes.
All right.
Another
great.
6 months.
Yes, I've been
You're just not ready to release that yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of meditation work, and I'm just wondering, you know, how I'm going to know when I'm ready to go to the next step.
I would say 6 months. 6 months from today.
All right.
It'd be a good time to change it.
All right, great. Yes, I'm hoping to actually be able to get to a point where I can start to see some of the energy and to actually be able to visualize easier than I
what,
do,
what
right?
What gifts do you have right now that you're receiving and you're being able to see? What are you? Do you have gifts that you're able to see now?
I can feel energy. I don't see a whole lot visually.
Okay.
You know, with the class that I took in pranic healing, it was, you know, helpful in learning how to work with the energy and feel the energy and clear energy
yes.
blockages.
Okay.
And I use a holosync type meditation that I meditate with every night.
Oh, holosync?
Holosync, yes.
Yes, yes. They're really good. I have a good friend that uses those.
Yes. And so I'm kind of setting my attention there.
Yeah. Let's see what we can do about helping you out. You should be able to see white light right in front of you right now. Can you see that?
Oh, with my eyes open?
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
Like I can see, it's kind of like the chi energy, the pranic
yes.
energy in the air.
Right. That's exactly right. You're looking right at heaven.
Right. Yeah, I'm just looking up at the wall right now, and I can see like little sparkles of light.
Yes.
Like
yes.
The pranic energy in the air.
Right. You should be able to see arms right above the ball. Can you see that?
Arms?
Yes, moving back and forth.
Okay. Well, would that just be in the energy?
Yes. Or better yet than that, let's just say stay with the light. That's a little bit too advanced. Let's stay with the light. And let's take a look at the light in a different color. What we're going to do is raise the vibration of the light. I'll take it up another notch for you. How does that look?
A little bit of a kind of a golden color.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel entering your body?
It feels really good.
Good. Can you feel the vibration of it? Can you feel it higher?
It does feel like my vibration did raise a little bit.
You bet it does. Well, you want to see. Now you're able to see a little bit more.
Yes. When I first started wearing the projector, it seemed like it seemed to draw out some unconscious issues that I've been carrying around. And I started, when I first started wearing the projector, I was having a lot of issues come up that I hadn't dealt with in the past.
Yes.
So, and I felt like, well, maybe I was manifesting the wrong thing or something. But
when you
the meditation.
Start, yeah, the idea of the nuclear receptor, super receptor, is that when you're wearing that, you're able to clear yourself of everything that's within your body that you don't need anymore. The idea of the projector is that everything is holographic in the universe, so you're drawing that into yourself. And the idea that we tell people not to buy a projector for at least 6 months is because your body needs to clear some to be able to handle that projector.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're doing is that you're handling it very well.
Great. Great.
How does that color look now, and how does it feel to you?
It's still just kind of a yellow golden to me.
Beautiful.
I had
somebody in my room the other day, and I have projectors in my room, and the west wall, it disappeared in my room, and that yellow-white light that you're looking at right now is a yellow-white light that came through that wall. And I was working with a client that went into his chest. So the whole room filled up with this wonderful light. So I'm able to share this with other people. Mm-hmm. And you should be able to feel that really, really beaming through you a lot.
You know, and Steve, as I just kind of soften my gaze and not try to focus, it seems like it's getting brighter.
Yes. The more, that's what we're talking about, the more that you can unfocus, the more that you can let go, it'll get brighter.
Yeah, and I just feel deep peace inside.
Wonderful. Do you have a sense of joy in your heart now?
I do, actually.
Good. Good.
Yes. When I do my meditations, I've got a star orb hanging
yes.
in my living room, up over above the chair where I do my meditations, and
right,
that always
right,
seems
right.
to really help me just get into really deep states of tranquility.
That's wonderful. That's really great. Listen, I'm going to have to get off the air in about 3 minutes, and I need to tell everybody some other stuff.
Sure.
So if you don't mind, if you'd like to call in next week, we can finish up.
All right, certainly. Thank you very much, Steve.
God bless.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What I was trying to say before our last caller, and I'm so glad he called in to be able to give him and share that light. If you go to church, you go to synagogue, whatever you do, I think it's so wonderful because God has made so many different varieties of people and so many different wonderful religions for us to touch in on. It's all one source. It's all one way of looking, either through Jesus, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, whatever the case may be, even Muhammad, we need to realize that all this has been given to us for love, and everything has to be handled through love and light and harmony. So the best thing we can do is to, even if, as I say, if you're going to church or you go to synagogue or you're going to a mosque, try to remember that everything is love, everything is total love, and to realize that we're given this as a gift, and to be able to share this gift with each other. I think Buddha said it the best, that there are many streams leading to the same ocean. And that's what we need to focus on, is love, your truth, the light, and try to be as honest as we possibly can with everybody else around us. And share. If you have gifts, don't be afraid of sharing them. You're not going to lose your gifts. You're not going to lose your thought. It's all what you put, it's what you perceive in your mind, not what you do, but what you perceive. What you do is that you're doing God's will. What you see is what you want to see. So make it as positive as you possibly can, and stay that way. And try to give yourself and your clients or your friends, your loved ones, anybody that you see that needs help, give them love and light. Remember that God is one, and we are all part of him. So I want to thank you so much. This is Steve Barish, and you've been listening to The Healing Hour, and really glad to have you here. Bye-bye.